images of war intermingled with leftover turkey, shopping, and perpetual football this Thanksgiving weekend. President Bush's quick visit with U.S. forces in Iraq stunned and delighted the troops. Photos of the president delivering all the trimmings played neatly into halftime reports, only to become blurred as the death toll mounted among American forces and allies. Back home on this opening weekend of the holiday shopping season, early reports show smiles on the faces of hopeful retailers as the nation gives thanks and mourns loved ones lost in war. We call three journalists to learn what's on America's mind and to get a feeling of the country's mood. Carl Seitz is the editorial page editor with the Birmingham Post-Herald in Birmingham, Alabama. Welcome to the show, Carl.
Well, thank you.
Candace Page is a political reporter with the Burlington Free Press in Burlington, Vermont. Welcome back, Candy.
Good to talk to you, Leanne.
And Robert Kittle is the editorial page editor for the San Diego Union-Tribune. Welcome to you, Bob.
Thank you, Leanne.
Let's start in San Diego, a city that has a number of military bases. Bob, how did the president's stop in Baghdad go over there?
His trip was very popular here for the obvious reason that it was intended to boost the morale of the troops, and literally tens of thousands of men and women in uniform from San Diego are in Iraq. But in San Diego itself, of course, there are many times that number of family members whose morale, I think, got a shot in the arm by the president's trip. So it was very much a welcomed and pleasant sight, I think, for people in San Diego to see the president serving turkey to the troops.
Candace Page in Burlington, Vermont, what kind of reaction did you get there? Similar?
Well, Leanne, I haven't heard much reaction here. Of course, it happened on Thanksgiving Day, and everybody's been out concentrating on their shopping or visiting their families. The war has certainly, in general, gotten a very mixed reaction in Vermont, where there are regular protests against our Iraq policy. And the other big headline in our newspaper in the last 7 days was of the funeral of the fifth Vermonter to be killed in Iraq. So anything the president does has its enthusiasts here, but also its critics.
Carl Seitz in Birmingham, Alabama. What kind of letters to the editor are you seeing about the president's handling of Iraq?
We have a large number of reservists and National Guard units in Iraq or in supporting roles in various places. We've always had a small number that were opposed to the war from the beginning. The overwhelming majority have been for it. But we're starting to get some concern from people who are actually related to people that are over there, that they're concerned about whether their family members ought to be there. I've had at least one father of somebody saying, this National Guard people shouldn't be there. That's supposed to be the regular army.
Carl, let's stay with you for a minute, talking about what happened on Congress. Congress passed the big Medicare reform package before leaving Washington for the Thanksgiving holiday. What's the attitude in Alabama about the bill?
Well, it depends. I have not heard much from the ones that would be getting the drug benefits, but I have been hearing from the medical professionals in the rural areas of the state, because one of the aspects of that bill is that it will increase the reimbursement they get, and they've been complaining about that as far back as I go. And, of course, in rural Alabama, health care is very tenuous at best. We've had hospitals go out of business, basically. And doctors don't go out there very much because we're such a poor state in those rural areas. So that part of it has been very welcome. In fact, some of our congressmen have been working to get that reimbursement increased.
Candace Page in Vermont, what about the Medicare bill where you are, particularly because Vermont is so close to Canada and the whole question of importing prescription drugs puts this issue right in your front yard?
Yes, there was disappointment, I think it's fair to say, in Vermont that the Medicare bill didn't authorize reimportation of drugs from Canada. A number of Vermonters, nobody knows for sure how many, do cross the border regularly to have their prescriptions filled. And this week, our governor, a Republican, Jim Douglas, said he is going to ask the FDA to make Vermont a pilot project so that state government could hire a prescription benefits manager in Canada to provide lower-cost prescriptions to state workers. Now, whether the Bush administration will go along with that or not, I don't know.
Bob Kittle in San Diego, what are you hearing about the Medicare bill?
Well, Leanne, I think for all of the importance of this legislation and for all of the political attention that it has generated in Washington, I find that it hasn't struck a big nerve here. I think there is concern here about a costly new entitlement. And I find in some of our letters and in talking to seniors, most people seem to be pretty satisfied with what they have now. And there's a little bit of concern that maybe this will threaten some of the private Medigap coverage that a lot of seniors have today.
Bob, I want to stay with you because your state got a lot of attention this past fall, and you've got a new governor, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. How's
That's
he doing?
Right.
Only a few weeks into his term. Is he winning over the legislature?
I think he's winning over the legislature on some very key points. The legislature, under Governor Davis, before he was recalled, passed a bill to extend driver's licenses to illegal aliens. It was a very unpopular bill. The exit polling on the day that Governor Davis was recalled showed that something like 75% of Californians opposed that bill, including a majority of Latino voters. The bill was passed overwhelmingly in September by the legislature. Arnold Schwarzenegger made it a priority to ask the legislature to repeal the legislation, and it is now in the process of doing so. The vote in the assembly to repeal it was almost unanimous, with even the sponsor of the bill voting now to repeal it. So in that sense, he's demonstrating that he's got some political clout and he's willing to use it.
Carl Seitz in Birmingham, Alabama. Your state came into the spotlight because the Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore defended placing a tablet with the Ten Commandments in the courthouse, and then he lost all the battles, stripped of his job. What kind of fallout is going on in Alabama because of that controversy?
Well, it's still a little bit to go. He's still got a right of appeal to the Alabama Supreme Court from the Court of Judiciary decision that kicked him out of office. The interesting thing is the people of Alabama were with him on the monument, the 2.5-ton thing, and thought that it ought to be there. Where he lost them, I think, is when he defied the federal court. He has lost a lot of support among people in this state because we've seen people defying federal court orders before.
Candace Page in Burlington, Vermont. During this holiday season, America's attention tends to be transfixed with the retail industry, but with shopping as an economic indicator of how Americans see their lives at this point. How do Vermonters feel this year?
Well, I think it's too early to tell. I was out shopping yesterday, and there were lots of crowds. My own credit card is smoking already. But there's been some uncertainty about the Vermont economy. We have one employer who is by far the largest private employer in Vermont, that's IBM. They cut 500 jobs in the late summer, and whenever things look a little uncertain about IBM, Vermonters start looking at their own wallets. So it'll be interesting to see whether people cut back this Christmas season.
Carl Seitz, from your vantage point in Birmingham, how do folks in Alabama feel about their lives this year?
You know, we are reasonable shape, not as good as we've been in some years, but better than we were a year ago. The major cities in Alabama are doing all right. It's when you get outside of them that we still got problems.
Robert Kittle in San Diego, this has been a hard year for many in California because of the wildfires. What's the mood, do you think, of the people in your area?
I think there's real determination here to rebuild and to come back after the fires. San Diego County lost 3,500 homes. It was the worst natural disaster in the county's history. But people are pulling together. Most homeowners were insured. There's going to be a lot of rebuilding going, and in fact, the economy will get a small boost from the in the months ahead as all of those homes are rebuilt. Over the last week of Thanksgiving celebrations, there were many people celebrating the fact that they had survived the fires and were now rebuilding. And so I think there's a very strong spirit here to move forward and a general sense of optimism.
Robert Kittle is the editorial page editor for the San Diego Union-Tribune. Carl Seitz is the editorial page editor with the Birmingham Post-Herald in Birmingham, Alabama. And Candace Page is a political reporter with the Burlington Free Press in Burlington, Vermont. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Leanne.
You.